listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Wake up, you sip of tea. Mindless music, radio free. You see blue skies and think of sea. How are you doing? Switch on TV. They give me a news. They give half truths to me. They give us wise. They feed us lies. Now I want.
Adams is on.
All right, we're back now. I want to take a few more calls here for Paul while we welcome Art a little bit later on. And let's go right back to the phones. We have Terry in Texas. Hello, Terry.
Hey, Rick.
Yes, we'll play the song right after your call, Terry. Go ahead.
Okay. Well, I think you're slipping a little bit, Rick.
I am. I'm a lot more than slipping a little. Yes.
You left one talk show host out.
Oh, let me see. Who could that be? I have no clue as to who you're talking about.
And I'm going to give you, I'm really generous today, so I'm going to give you three guesses. You went overseas recently. And guess which country you went to?
I don't know. Was it in the Middle East?
Boy, you're like a hot potato.
I would say probably Syria.
Oh, yeah. Now you're just playing with me. Of course he went to Israel and, you know, had nothing. You can go watch the video. It's on YouTube. I just happened to, I didn't watch all of it, but a lot of it I watched. I was just kind of running through some YouTube videos. And again, to show they're all bought and paid for. Conan, is that must be part of the Irish mob that that Alex Jones is talking about, because it was Conan O'Brien.
Conan O'Brien.
Oh my God!
I thought you were referring maybe to Mush Bimbo or maybe one of the others, but Christine Plant or what have you. But you're right; it doesn't matter. They're all it was right back to Revelation chapter 18. And this Babylonian empire, you see, all of the nations, all of the merchants of the earth have waxed very well with her and her delicacy. They're all whoring after the whore.
You know, it's hard to imagine, Rick, you know, when you see these people, again, it's only for those who have ears to hear and eyes to see, because God has purposely blinded other people. But to imagine, actually, it's almost, the mocking is so bad, it's almost... probably the same thing of having a hand stuck up your rectum and being a puppet. That's what you are. That's what they are.
Sure, they are. They're on that little stick, that short stick.
Yep. Okay, Rick, that's how I said my piece.
That's all you wanted
Irish,
to tell me.
Now the Irish, you know, I just couldn't get the Irish connection, you know, when AJ was saying that, and then now it all makes sense.
It sure does. Now you can understand why the little mice, you know, are more important than the termites. They're eating away at the foundation. Okay, let's take another call.
I did like Paul's song was great. Paul's song was great, by the way. I'm sorry. That's it.
All right. Okay, thank you. Let's bring up that song now, okay? Let's bring it up now, Sam. Go ahead. The second.
Pray to the Father.
Pray to the Father. And they're robbing all of our
Pray to the right Father. Now.
Great stuff. All right. Thank you. Thank you. All right. Quite good. That's an excellent one. No question, Paul. Let's go back to the phones and see what Murr has to say in Wisconsin. Come on up, Murr. Hello, Murr.
Hi, how are you there? Calling, Rick? I had to go through the time tunnel there.
Okay, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I'll be watching the time machine later, so I'll
no.
I'm only kidding. Okay, go ahead.
Yeah, that was in one of your bumpers before.
We used to have a lot of them. They're still in the files somewhere. You know, I don't know if Sam can access them, but anyway, they're there. Yes, go ahead, Murr.
Oh, that song, the harmony was amazing. It reminded me of Alice in Chains Rooster. And, you know, Rooster was a symbol of Vietnam, and 69 was the year of the Rooster, and it's pretty much when America's military butt got kicked. So I think it was kind of in honor of that, what they did then. And I was going to tell you, you know, they keep taking words and saying what we can't say and can say, and I say, me malicious, let's make our own up. Like when they went after globalism as being anti-Semitic, supposedly, right? So I call them gobblistas.
Or gobblistas.
Yeah, gobblistas. And in your song where you use the four-letter word, I don't think those people like themselves enough to do that to themselves. You could say, go fund yourself.
Or fuzz themselves, yes. That's
fund, F-U-N-D. Like, you know, the fund me's, right? Go fund yourself.
Yeah.
That would be kind of fitting, seeing as that's what they do anyway.
Right.
There's so many words we can do that with.
That's why they're, you know, they're called fornicators, too, you know, and those who fornicate with them are also a part of that that mix in dabbling in spiritual fornication, of course.
Yep.
As well as economic.
Well, that's where a lot of this power is coming from, the reason they can stay where they are. People don't want to look at the spiritual side of it, and that's the most important part. That's in everything, and I try to impress that on people, and they want to say, oh, you know, well, they're atheists. Well, be an atheist, there is no such thing. Nature abhors a vacuum. When you say there's no God, well, guess who's going to come rushing in? The prince of the power of air, right?
So how do these rabbis come forth and say they believe in God and they love God? They just don't accept the one Jesus who said he was the Son of God. Now, how can they get away with that when Jesus turned around and said to them, pointing the finger at them, and said, he who hates me hates my Father also, for I proceeded from my Father. Wow, that's quite a condemnation.
Mm. Yeah, they're liars. Their father is Lucifer.
Right.
Admit that freely.
Exactly.
Actually, Rosenthal to Walter Wright, freely. Most Jews don't like to admit it, but our God is Lucifer. And if you don't want to say Jews, there's other terms we can use. I was looking while you were talking about Bolshevism and Bolshevik culture, and there's a German word for it. See, Hitler took them all out of power in September 1933 after he'd made their own money. See, this is the part of history people want to skip over, or Jews telling history want to skip over. They want to jump right to how he was funded by the others and thought he could trust them, right? And anyway, but so in 1933 September, he took them all out of power. And ever after that, there's a long K word, and I put it in a search engine for how to say it, and their only choice was culturologists. I like that one. How about that? Instead of calling them Jews, I mean, call them culturologists.
I think we should just call them toxic waste facilitators. And that will be the lead song on Paul's next album.
Nice.
And you know what?
Anyway,
I always say about Talmud Stream Media and how you don't want to consume any of it. But a lot of people can't handle that Talmud part. Just call it Mudstream. First time I heard that was Ron Paul's brother, another doctor, sitting in the front row waiting for a campaign speech. You know, this was some time ago. It was live on internet or TV or wherever I saw it. And anyway, he called it Mudstream. I thought, why doesn't everyone call it Mudstream?
Well, there's a lot of things we can call it, but you know what they say, if it walks like a duck and quacks like a duck, it must be a duck.
I want to thank you too, Paul, for having your priorities straight, having your family. I think that is marvelous. I really appreciate that.
Yeah, well, it needs to be the focus right now, so that's what we're doing. Real quick about the Alice in Chains reference. We have their producer on this disc right now, so it's pretty cool.
Wow. That's great.
Really? Oh, yep. You know, how about that? From Alice in Chains?
Yeah, Toby Wright.
Isn't that interesting? Because I could pick that up, but I have some pretty keen bat ears, too. So.
Yeah, they're pretty sharp.
We have a song that sounds a lot like The Rooster called... I'm drawing a blank right now. But anyway, on the new disc, you'll hear that very familiar
yeah.
sound.
Well, I'm going to have to see that, yeah.
All right.
That. I'll make
Thank
the birds
you.
Jealous, though. I listen to birds
okay.
now.
Okay. And while you're on, Murray, you might want to mention Chattango.
Oh, yes, I meant to. Thank you for reminding me. DeadlyExperiment.chattango.com. There's no the in front of it, just deadly. DeadlyExperiment.chattango.com.
Right.
Please join me.
Thank
Share
you.
Share your me malicious words. Go fund
okay.
yourself.
All right. Oh, my goodness. Thank you again for that. Keep up the good work. She's quite a gal. We have Barb in Florida up next, and then Donna after that. Come on up, Barb.
Yeah, hi, gentlemen. I wanted to tell Paul that in his state there, Pennsylvania, you have Robert Casey, who's one of the co-sponsors of a bill, H.R. 5924, the Anti-Semitism Awareness Act of 2018. And I've been calling the various sponsors, Bennett, Wyden, of course, Lindsey Graham, and just reminding them if they're so worried, why don't they get AIPAC registered as a foreign lobby? And also, how about looking into the USS Liberty? And because we're coming up on the 51st, I think it is, the anniversary of the sinking. Almost sinking of the USS
Liberty ship. That's right.
Yeah.
Just 2018 in 1967. Yes, that's right. Still no justice. Still no justice for them. Of course, these critters are too busy denouncing Hamas and little infants and reporters and Palestinians and so forth. They just haven't had time to look into the slaughter of their own men. How brave these brave souls are in Congress. Huh?
Is not that on separate, or is that part of an album? Can you purchase,
no.
you have to purchase the album, or how's that work?
The album. CD.
No, listen, we have it is part of an album, the new one we have coming out called Tyranny Befell America, but on the website you're going to be able to download individual songs if that's all you want to do.
Mm-hmm. Oh, great. Terrific. God bless you. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Barb.
Okay.
Good call. Good
Thank
call.
You.
Okay, we have Donna in California next. Hello, Donna.
Hey, Rick.
Yes.
You mentioned Revelation 18.
Right.
And every time I see a prime minister or president of any country mm-hmm. or religious leader, such as the Pope or the Dalai Lama, they go over to the Jerusalem Wailing Wall, and they put their hand on the wall and say a prayer.
Yeah.
And they have these black-clad Pharisees, rabbis, behind them.
Yeah.
And I think of that verse.
Sure,
the kings
exactly.
of the earth are committing fornication with Satan's counterfeit Israel of the Bible.
That's exactly right. That's exactly why he wrote it for us today, to see it in these generations.
Right. So I just wanted to thank you for bringing
Good
up
point.
That scripture.
Thank you. It is so important to bring up. See, these are the scriptures we should pay attention to for newbies, for beginners. We should go right to Genesis and start, if you will, past the creation of the garden. Start at 3:16, if you will, and go right through chapter 4, 5, and 6, right through the Nephilim. And then you definitely want to go into the book of John, the Gospel of John, where John spells it out, so much so that he identifies the synagogue of Satan, which is why Abe Foxman said that the Bible is a book of hate, the New Testament, and he should take out the book of John, because John identified Satan, and Satan doesn't like that. Then go right to Revelation 2:9, 3:9, and in addition to that, the one I just said, Revelation 18, because those four or five scriptures alone make it clear that all of these preachers and ministers and teachers are actually praising, worshiping, and bowing the knee to Satan's children. And if they're doing it for his children, then guess what? They're doing it for Satan. And that's why they are waiting for a rapture, and that's why they're going to kiss the knee and bow the knee. When Satan appears and there is no rapture, they're going to say, guess what? That's Jesus. Yeah, he's returned. And what did God say?
I would also like to say that they're setting themselves up for taking the mark, the beast.
That's it. They've already done that.
Yeah, I kind of think so, too. They're doing that right now because when he says, come out of her, my people, he's saying, come out of these Judeo-Christian false churches.
It's Babylon. And, it's confusion. That's what
right,
it is. It's
and,
confusion.
And most these churches today, they won't even touch the book of Revelation. They don't even want to study it.
No, I know. Thank you very much for your call, Donna. Great call.
Okay.
I think we're going to bring up Art and next in the next portion, and we'll take your call. If you're still on the line, Mickey, if you want to speak to us, that's fine. We'll continue to call. Thank you for being with us today, Paul Tepetti.
Thank you, sir. We'll talk soon.
God bless. Take care now. Bye-bye. Be right back.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing, knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds, up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it. At AROutfitting.com.
Back, ladies and gentlemen, this is a June 2nd broadcast live. If you're listening to us live, And the archives should be up tonight. For those of you who asked me, I don't post the archives, but we try to get them up as soon as we can, okay? And while I'm at it, let me remind you that Rick Adams Uncensored, The Deadly Experiment, right now, as we're speaking at my time, The Deadly Experiment Alternative Program is a documentary that we're airing on state public access television as I speak today and Sunday, June 10th. It is the documentary of other losses, the documentary that, as you remember, James Back, who was on this program several times and be with us again, authored the book and produced the video over 65 minutes. Other Losses, the story of the German death camps during and particularly after World War II, Eisenhower's death camps in which millions of Germans were destroyed and killed off. And so that, with other video portions and my commentary, is being aired right now as we speak locally in my state. You cannot access it, but we'll probably just put the whole video up with my buffering of it on the YouTube channel in the not too distant future. Okay, just to let you know that. Also, www.andrewcarringtonhitchcocksprogram in the UK is up, and he has fascinating guests. You've heard some of them on this program, and they come up from week to week. So listen in and join in. All right, let's go back to the telephone and speak to Art from Philly once again. Hello, Art. Welcome back.
Be back.
Good to be back after a hiatus, Memorial Day weekend, and hopefully it went pretty well for you, did it?
Yes, it did.
Good, good. You've been busy, and I know you're very active. You work a full-time job, and you're trying to help out the Israeli Revenue Service as much as you can as well, so we can continue to tax us to kill and maim and destroy and otherwise do wonderful things for its patron saint, America.
So, well, I actually heard Netanyahu says it was his friends in reference to Jacob Schiff right in Philadelphia, says it was our people to set up the Internal Revenue Service. So you're right. It is the Israeli Revenue Service. That's straight from the mouth of Benjamin Netanyahu.
That's okay? Right. Right from the horse's mouth.
Right. So I was going to comment on some viewpoints with respect to Roseanne Barr. In my local paper, the website is phillyburbs.com, the June 1st, 2nd issue, they had an article called "Racist Acts Like Roseanne Barr's Can Be Silenced and Never Slain." I'm just going to read a couple points on it. "Racists will live among us for as long as there are roads to walk and mountains to climb. They'll be determined neither by law nor their deep-seated hatred perpetuated by combustible brew of fear, ignorance, and the notion of pigment-based superiority. Cockroaches at a blast." So long story short, getting to this, he mentions about Charlotte, Virginia, and mentioned the age of Trump. And then, of course, he gets at the end here, and he says, "She is free to hate, and we are free to hate. Roseanne Barr is one of those cockroaches living among us, often silenced, never slain. A hood and burning cross that was not included with her hate, and the mountains that climb." This was a columnist. His name was Phil Gianfaro. I'll spell it Gianficaro. And his phone number was 215-345-3078. So, you know, basically, one of the things I look at is our communities are being taken over by the Cosa Nostra. No different what Capone did when he was taking over Cicero, the town of Cicero outside of Chicago back then. They're doing it in every community throughout the country, many of them. And we can, as individuals, stand up to this corruption and these gangsters and basically hold them accountable. So in effect, he was saying in between there, I challenge anybody to basically have an opposing viewpoint to what I have because it's hate. Okay? Yeah. So I took him on. So what I did is I basically says, reading this article, one finds that journalism is just as offensive and even more irresponsible from a professional writer. Does this reflect the quality of journalism your media wishes to present to advertisers and readers? The article itself is just as racist and offensive as the subject matter. with respect to Roseanne Barr. I would ask your leadership to review this objectively. Would you want your advertisers and readers to be represented by this level of irresponsible journalism? The bottom line is asked, would advertisers want their message delivered with this irresponsible Jerry Springer level of journalism? So who did I send it to? I found out who the top boys are. I sent it to the newspapers owned by Gatehouse Media, sent it to Kirk Davis, the CIO, Bill Church, the senior vice president of news, and Bernie Satcheri is the president of Eastern U.S. Publishing, and also a copy to him. So, you know, he's trying to basically shut down people's First Amendment rights to oppose his corruption. And I says, you know, you're working for a business. I don't think people want to see this dribble in a paper that they're trying to advertise in and get their products out. So we'll see what happens. So that's one way to address these guys, especially in the media. You know, they're working for
you mentioned Gatehouse newspaper chain, and of course, Gatehouse owns the Providence Journal here in Rhode Island. They would like to dump it now after they bought it from the Belo company. But they're using the papers, and they went from a five-story, four-story building to occupying the second floor, and most of it is not even being occupied by the presses right now because their revenue stream has gone deplorably way down to the point where they have literally lost several hundreds of millions of dollars just in the Rhode Island area alone in advertising over the years, as well as subscribers online as well. So, I mean, Gatehouse is certainly one of the mob, one of the Cosa Nostra media mob, yes.
Well, they still want to make money. And I was bringing a point to them, is if you're going to let us kind of, you know, Jerry Springer-like trash journalism, then don't expect your paper to stay in business too long.
Oh, yeah.
So, I mean, this is one way to bring this up. Now, some of the points related to it, first of all, he mentioned in there Charlottesville. Well, we remember Katie Couric, who basically had on Public Broadcasting Network that special about how we're going to fight racism in there. Looks like we're on a break. We'll finish it up on the other side.
All right, we'll come back to Katie Couric and her rape in Iran. What happened? All right, we'll come right back with Art. Billy, if you're on the line, you hold on. We'll take your calls, I promise you. All right, jump aboard. Rick Adams on Center.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at libertystickers.com. Again, that's libertystickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Whatever needs to be done, we gotta do ourselves.
All right, we're back. Ladies and gentlemen, we are back with Art Philly, and he wants to tell us a little bit about Katie Couric right now. Hello. Go right ahead, Art.
All right, so Katie Couric, her nickname, Katie Cuckoo, as you would call her, basically presented that information on Charlottesville on Public Broadcasting Network, owned by who? The Annenbergs, okay? The same Annenbergs that work for Capone. Now, she also is one of the top leaders in the Aspen Institute, owned by who? Lester Crown, whose father, Henry Crown, according to Drew reports, worked with the Capone Syndicate. All right. Now, on to the issue of Valerie Jarrett, right here from RBN. Valerie basically, her mother worked for the Erickson, founded the Erickson Institute, and basically that was after Mr. Erickson, who was a teacher at California, University of California, resigned because he wouldn't sign an anti-communist loyalty oath. And also a board member of the Erickson Institute, Bernadette Dorn, is the wife of Bill Ayers, the Marxist, who basically introduced
to the SDS groups, yeah.
Right, who introduced Obama to who? The Annenbergs. And he rose to power through No Child Left Behind. What a coincidence, right? So, you know, you have to look through this, what we've been talking about, you know, on his show, so people can actually see the activities of the Cosa Nostra right in front of their face, in their media, and in their neighborhoods, and stand up to them. And that's the point I wanted to make about this. If you want to have some callers go, I know you had a lot of people on the line, let's go for it.
All right, I think, let's see now. First up, was it Mark in Georgia? I think it's Mark in Georgia, if I'm not mistaken. All right, we'll take you anyway.
Hello?
Come on up, Mark.
Oh, there he is. Yeah, I think that's one of the other verses that, you know, when I hear people say all kinds of negative things about Muslims, I'll say, ask them, what about the Muslims that don't pay any more attention to those verses that you guys are camped out on than Zionists pay attention to the verses that show that when Jews persisted in rejecting the Messiah, they forfeited being God's chosen people? And they give me, what? And I was like, well, what about Revelation 11, verse 8? Where figuratively Sodom and Egypt, where our Lord was crucified, well, that was Jerusalem. So that applies to sexual immorality as well as bondage. So when they say all these things about ISIS and Muslims being involved in the slave trade, excuse me, what about the Jews being involved in the slave trade? Am I called anti-Semitic for saying they're, you know, they may have Muslim underlings, but the so-called Jews are the ones at the top, right?
Well, the top of the food chain, sure.
Yeah, well, that's what the Bible says, is that figuratively Egypt, which referred to a time of bondage, and so the thing is, you can't put all the, you know, you can't blame all Muslims, and obviously you can't blame all Jews, and we're not referring to legitimate Jews, we're referring to criminals who, although they call themselves Jews, the king of the Jews said, no, you're not either, right?
Well,
and that's what needs to be clear, is our quarrel is not with Judaism. Our quarrel is with the dishonesty of what is misrepresented as Judaism.
Well, I don't know.
Like Talmudism.
I have no affinity for Judaism. Judaism is a pagan false religion of Antichrist. So
well,
I don't
it's
know
the corruption. Well, the thing is, if we consider Judaism to be the religion at the time that Christ came,
no, I don't. I don't Judaism was not the religion. Yeah. But you're talking about the Pharisees who took over, who worked their way into the temple so they could call themselves Levitical priests, and that's where the problem begins. They took over the Levitical priesthood, so by the time Jesus came, the money changers were operating in the temple, and they were not
religion
Israelite blood, you see? That's the important point. They were not Israelites. They were sons and daughters of the wicked one, Cain. And Jesus never fully cleansed the temple. He left it there because when he comes back, he'll be cleansing all of it. And the two sticks will be reunited, Judah and the house of Israel. So that's the point that he made pretty clear, you see. So the word Jew is a bastardization. Yeah. It's a bastardization.
Oh, I understand how the term is. It literally means of the tribe of Judah, but modern Jews are Khazarian, and I've heard the term Ashkenazi, which is Genesis 10, verse 3. But the thing I point out is that John the Baptist in Luke chapter 3 said, God can take any of these stones and make them into sons of Abraham. You people got nothing by claiming that we're children of Abraham when you're not acting, you're not behaving as children of Abraham would if you were legitimately. You may be physically of his lineage,
That's not what he said, though. He did not say. He said, if Abraham were your father, you see, he said, if Abraham were your father, you would love me. Now, they hated him, obviously they were of the satanic serpent. That's the important point. We're getting
The physical lineage is not the issue. The issue is that if they were spiritually the lineage of Abraham, they would have rejoiced in the coming of the Christ. Instead, they took a prideful, arrogant attitude of thinking, well, we're God's chosen people because we have the law of God. And Christ said, well, the scriptures testify to me, but you refuse to come to me and have life. Correct?
Okay. All right.
That's where we're in agreement, right?
I'm going to end on that point. But, you know, the point is we're talking about today are the modern scribes and
Pharisees. Oh, yeah, they're not of the lineage of Abraham at all, and even if there were, it doesn't count anything for them because their prideful arrogance stands in judgment against them because they're not behaving appropriately as God. They're not behaving like God's chosen people, and that's what I take issue with. It's like, you know, to the Jews that behave like God's chosen people, my concern is strictly soteriological, right? But if they behave like they're Satan's chosen people, that's what I'm at odds with, right?
Well, that's what they are.
So, you know, you got these Khazarian mafia that, you know, God has his chosen remnant, and so does Satan. And these Satanists behave like Satanists, and that's what we're at odds with,
that's
right?
That's true. Yep. Yep.
Okay.
Okay.
Well,
Mark,
I guess I'll be...
We're going to cut you here, okay? All right, we have to go on. I think we did skip over the other caller, so we'll take him now. Mick? From New Mexico, is that right, Mick or Mike?
Yeah, isn't Mick.
Okay.
I don't use the word Mark. I do not like that name, okay?
Okay,
now let's straighten something out. You know where the word Khazar comes from? No, seriously.
Khazari.
No. Genesis 38. Zara and Perez. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
And now then, who is Cain and Canaanite? You remember, you know who Cain is? He's the son of Adam, okay? But, now, let's go back further into the future. Noah had a son named Ham.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you see what I'm getting at?
Mm-hmm.
Ham raped his mother. Thus, for Noah cursed his son, Canaan.
Mm-hmm.
That's where everybody's getting mixed up at. This is that Cain devil nonsense comes from the Jew BS, okay? That's where that's coming from. That's where the Khazar nonsense is coming from as well. Now then, who is really Israel today? And I'm not talking about spiritual hogwash. I mean literal Israel.
The physical.
Where are they?
Mm-hmm. They're here in America.
The white people. And
Native
American Indians, but minus the Aztecs, Mayans. Why them? Minus they're Canaanites. They've always been. They came here during the day of building of the temple.
Okay. All right.
Mm-hmm. But, you know, we Jews, Khazar, we are Khazar, but they, the Jews, are playing a head game. That's one of their trick questions. You have to watch out on that one.
Where did, let me ask you this, where did Cain take a wife in the land of Nod? Can you answer me that question?
That's in India. But that
India?
Was his, India, but that was his sister wife. You look at Isis and Osiris. That's the same people. Shiva and Kali.
Now, can you point out to me in biblical history exactly where you're reading from?
Oh, boy.
Can you do that?
That's kind of hard. There's not much history there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
All right. Okay. Well, thank you very much for the call. We're going to get back to some of the other discussions. All right. Okay. There's a little bit of confusion here, wouldn't you say so? Yeah, I do. In any event, okay. You know, we're talking really political here, and we're still speaking about the same group of people, the sons and daughters of Cain, and these are the Kenites today, who are working hand in glove with these other modern Canaanites and groups of people. You know, you think of La Raza, an art you're very well familiar with them. You're very well familiar with these other groups, MS-13 gangs and so forth, are mixed in. But also with Esau. Now, Esau was not of Cain's seed line, okay? But what we know of Esau today and their general Edomite location would be Russia today. And they're not white Russians. We understand that. They are of Esau's lineage, okay? Jacob have I loved, Esau have I hated. But they do, obviously, intermingle. And that's the point. So it's very difficult for people who don't read the scripture with a concordance to understand the words and the meaning of the words, to understand the lineages are not all the same, but they all do constitute enemies of true Israel today. And that's why America is having the lifeblood sucked out of her, and Europe is being flooded with all sorts of alien masses, people who are being forced in, and it's all going back to the same Bombman families, the same synagogue of Satan families that we think of, including those that we talked about a little while ago, the Annenbergs and a host of others. You know, the Jared Kushners directly tied in with the family tree of Trump. So what are they doing? The Zionist Organization of America, the World Zionist Congress, they are pushing for acceptance in all of these white European Israelite countries for the mongrelization of their races. And, you know, it's worked. And this is one of the signs of the times of which Jesus spoke. Okay, Art, so you and I are only tracking what they have already done to us, while in what they call Israel today, what you do have is a pure racist state, an exclusivist state, a supremacist state, so that the state of Israel will not allow anybody who is not born of what they say is a Jewish mother to ever become a citizen of the very land which they stole from others. I mean, if this was the whites in South Africa having done that, which they did not, stealing the land from the black, then wouldn't you think there would be a little bit of a ballyhoo and a cry about it? Why, we saw what happened in the 70s and 80s with Jimmy Carter waging the war against them, against Rhodesia, and then Ronald Reagan giving them the back of the hand. All of these these economic boycotts and so forth went to town on South Africa. But Israel, being the whore of Babylon, is now attracting all sorts of praise while it openly conducts a campaign of annihilation and ethnic cleansing. Doesn't that strike you as very interesting?
Right. It's interesting that they scream the Holocaust and genocide while they're basically guilty of doing the same thing. That is, it's basically the ultimate in hypocrisy. And you always hear on the media about, oh, Iran is going to get the nuke. Well, somehow they seem to forget that Israel's got about 300, maybe 600 plus nukes over there. and they got it by basically assassinating a president and stealing uranium-235, highly enriched from the NUMEC power plant, fuel processing mm-hmm. plant near Pittsburgh. Okay?
Right. Pennsylvania.
Right. And speaking of Pennsylvania, this election upcoming, you have U.S. Senator Bob Casey, the author, co-author of the hate laws, the Matthew Shepard law, going up against Matthew Bartella. Yeah. So if anybody has any influence or any friends that mention in Pennsylvania, you want to stop these hate laws, one way you can do it is make sure that Bob Casey does not get another term in the U.S. Senate.
Now, who is running against Casey?
Luke Bartella, or if I pronounce
Lou Barletta.
Barletta. Barletta, correct. Yeah.
But in addition to Lou, who else is running against?
There's some independents. I'd have to go look it up again to see who's on an election. But, you know, if you look at No Place for Corruption, I actually got the letter from Senator Casey saying he's the proud author of the hate laws. And we see that being thrown upon us, you know, left and right, through the ADL, through Brandeis and the universities, through Lugavitcher, you know, on down the line. The media is pushing us for hate, okay? And who's creating the hate? Who's creating this racism and this dissension? It's the people who are actually screaming out about it, yeah.
Sure. The number one hate groups in America today would have to be the ADL, B'nai B'rith, and the Southern Poverty Law Center, which specialize in hate. And in fact, defamation of character, they're talking about defamation suits with regard to Sandy Hoax. But here's a defamation of people who actually, some of which fought back in court and they won. You know, they won judgments from the ADL, as well as suits against the Southern Poverty Law Center. And again, who do the media have to go to? Invariably, whenever there's an incident of what they call hate in your neighborhood, immediately they trot out the SPLC. And that in itself is a crime, because why would you go to an organization which has been exposed as a hate group itself and then quote them as a source of exposing hatred? Well, we know why. All right, let's take a break here, and we'll come right back. Art in Philly is with me, Rick Adams, Uncensored. We shall return with John and Little Rock. All right. Thank you.
Did you know that neither the American Medical Association nor the American Bar Association were established to benefit the American people? Have you recognized that in our country, health care has little to do with health and that our court system has nothing to do with justice? The priests of both medicine and law have been incentivized to implement a dark agenda on behalf of the Bilderbergers and their ilk. To protect ourselves and our progeny, we need to take a much closer look at how these two giant industries really work. Join me, Al Whitney, on In Defense of Humanity, Saturdays at 7 p.m. Central, as we expose the matrix and learn how not to consent to our own destruction. There is an ongoing war right here in America. Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
Do you or a loved one suffer migraine headaches? Listen to what scientist Kurt Hendricks has to say.
35 million people in the United States suffer with debilitating migraines. If you or a loved one are one of them, you need to know about MigRelief. Hi, I'm Kurt Hendricks, the scientist that formulated and patented the MigRelief migraine formula. MigRelief is a non-prescription dietary supplement recommended by neurologists, pharmacists, and pediatricians to address nutritional deficiencies in both adults and children over 2 with migraines. Try MigRelief for 3 months and see the powerful difference it can make in your life, or get your money back, no questions asked. Go to MIG911.com or call 800-MIG-7354. You can change your life today.
So if you suffer from migraines, don't wait. Call 800-MIG-7354. That's 800-MIG-7354 or visit MIG911.com.
We're talking a little bit about these issues related to what I call Jerusalem Watch. And we have thousands at a funeral for a Gaza volunteer medic that was killed at the border. And you know who killed that medic? It was the Israeli Defense Force. They opened fire again, breaching the border, because that border fence is the wall of separation, the so-called apartheid wall, which was denounced in the old South Africa, but which today is called a security wall. Thousands already, some Palestinians are being shot. We've got children who are being killed indiscriminately. And this is all from that city that Jesus denounced. Let's not forget that. Let's not forget it at all. Oh, one more thing for you, Art, before we take John. The grandson of a former Israeli chief rabbi is going to marry, guess what? His boyfriend. Doesn't that touch your heart?
Yes, it does.
All right, let's go to the phones. John in Arkansas. Hello, John.
Oh, shalom, old friend. Mikhail.
Shalom. I'm glad we got you in this week. Yes, John, what's happening out there?
Two quick things I want to say. In election we had this month, I went after two enemies of mine, French scumbag Hill and Jan Morgan. And the other topic is, guess who paid for that wall in Israel?
Wasn't me.
You, Mr. and Mrs. America, with your tax dollars.
Yeah, I'm strictly a non-taxpayer now, so I just have tax-exempt status. Anyway, right. Well, they don't mind, as long as they're paying for the children of God, as they call them, to be happy and secure. What else matters, right? What else?
Well, that's all I wanted to say.
Yeah. How have you been doing, John, personally?
Well, I don't want to take up nobody's time, but I sent a video to your board operator on your Facebook page. It's an attack ad against French Hill.
Against Frank
Hill? The best one I ever done.
Okay. All right. It's on our Facebook page, RBN's Facebook.
Shalom.
Thank you, Brother John. Nice hearing from him. It's been a while. Now, you know, Art, I don't think there are any more calls. So just to bring this to a summation point, you know, the things that are happening now across the world, certainly we have to understand, are not all the result of what the little tiny strip in the Middle East is doing. A lot of this, in fact, much of it is happening because God is allowing it to happen, and he's bringing about his judgment that he says he's pouring out against the whole world. But his chief enemy state is that little mini state of terror in the Middle East, which has mocked Jerusalem, the city of God. Yerushalayim is the city of peace. That's what it literally means. Is it a city of peace today? No. Is it a city of murder and torture, sodomy? Yes. It is the same city that saw the persecution and murder of the saints and the murder of Christ. So we must not ever, ever, ever forget that the enemy we speak of today comes from that part of the world, and the judgment rod will be upon them. I think that's the important thing I want my listeners to remember. And by the way, I will be filling in Friday, I believe, on the National Intel Report for John Statfeld. So stay tuned. Yes, Art, any closing words?
Just tell the RBN listeners, stay alert and get active in your local community. It's time to roll these bums out the door.
And noplaceforcorruption.com is the website. Thank you, Art. Good show. Thank you, buddy.
You too.
Talk to you again. All right, folks, we're out of time. Rick Adams, Uncensored, The Deadly Experiment on YouTube. And we will, God willing, see you again next week. Till then, may Yahweh bless you.
This is too good to be true, except this time it is real. 100%. No joke. How about a $25,000 membership to Front Sight Firearms Training Facility as a thank you bonus for a one-time donation to RBN of only $500? It is a Commander Lifetime membership with no yearly fees or dues. The training is free for the rest of your life with over 50 different classes. Then leave it to your designated beneficiary. You provide the approved firearm, holster, ammo, eye, and ear protection. Many features and bonuses are included, more than you would ever expect or believe. This is the ultimate graduation present, wedding gift, etc., etc. See the details. Go to RBN's webpage and frontsight.com to make it happen. May 5th is the last day you will hear this offer on this radio network. Help keep RBN alive. Tell 5.